Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our very small planet, and also what we may try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, joined by astronomer Christopher Phillips and his expertise, which we are welcoming back right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the southern sky after sunset. Also, the moon this week is passing through its first quarter phase, meaning our skies will still be dark enough to spot those faint objects in the heavens.
Now, you've dug up a story on a planet we don't hear about a whole lot, and that's Venus.
Oh, yes. Dark patches spotted in the Venusian clouds have caught the eye of planetary scientists. Speculation is rife as to the nature of these patches and what exactly their role is in regards to the weather on Venus.
And what are the researchers think the clouds could be made of?
Well, there are several suspected causes. Firstly, they could be made of something quite mundane, such as sulfur or a compound known as ferric chloride. Another possibility that's really interesting is that these patches are made up of microorganisms floating in the upper atmosphere of Venus.
And something alive, though, is what this sort of wild and out there theory might be thinking about.
Absolutely.
And when we say that, though, these would have to be some tough little critters, because that place is not exactly life-friendly.
Well, you would think, but the idea of life on Venus is not a new one. The famous astronomer Carl Sagan proposed such a theory back in 1963, and planetary scientists are quick not to rule out the possibility, especially since it's thought that liquid water may have existed on Venus for around 2 billion years.
And I'm guessing, though, the way this has turned out most times on Stargazer, that there is another more likely possibility that you're thinking it could be.
Yes, of course, there's always the possibility that this is a natural phenomenon that we're seeing. We know so little about the weather on Venus and the processes that drive it. We really need to explore this in more depth, perhaps with a drone in the future, which is actually something that's being proposed. And then, once we get into the clouds of Venus, we can find out exactly what this mysterious phenomenon is.
And who was it that observed it?
So this was observed by a team at the Center for Astronomy and Astrophysics at the Technical University of Berlin.
Well, we'll be hoping for more news from them, and we appreciate the story here. It's Christopher Phillips and another fun Stargazer. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can look for Stargazer at hawaiipublicradio.org.